World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I'm a little bit distracted this morning. Got to be honest with you. Got a lot of balls up in the air. Spencer, I don't know why it is. I'm not on my home screen over here, brother. I don't know if you can see that. Not that it matters. Like, I mean, I don't need to look at myself, but when my home screen gets up, then I can see all the people that are trying to get in and all that stuff. We have a brand new screen, larger. So you guys are, like I say, you got a booger hanging out your nose today. I can see it. So you're going to be bigger on my screen. So bear with me here a little bit. Spencer's trying to get it all set up. I dropped a quick one on him. He didn't know I was going to do it. So I changed our screen and so he's trying to catch up with us here. It's all good. I'm distracted today. We're going to, we're heading to the Aloha Bowl. It was a great opportunity. Ohio Brett's, presented for us to be able to go down and be part of that. Michelle and I, and Chad's driving in, and Betty's going to be down there, and others are coming down there for, whatever. So great opportunity. We'll be broadcasting live tomorrow from hotel room, I would assume, or Airbnb room, whatever we got going on. And Spencer's got me a little bit distracted because the screen didn't all set up. And again, it's my fault because he didn't know I was going to change screens on him. We doing okay? Otherwise, we're doing okay, Spencer. The fact that I don't need to see me. Everything else is cool. Everybody's picking us up. We're doing good. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and I don't want to hang on. Let me get my – Spencer and I are fighting for control of the mouse, I think, here. Ray LeBlanc's getting ready to take a team down from Wisconsin. God bless you, Ray. Anything we can do to help you with that, Ray, your group, Ben?
So far, we got about it's the 18th that we're planning on going down there. So the trailer's filling up real quick. And I found some rubber mats and propane tanks, 100 canisters of the smaller ones I got a hold of. And we got a good durable. It's a horse trailer, but it's solid, new, in good shape. So, yeah, the only thing is when we get there, hopefully we'll be able to stay at Anchorage's camper trailers instead of having to spend extra money at a hotel somewhere.
Well, we'll raise money here to cover you guys. So don't let that be a distraction to you. All right, bud?
All right, appreciate it, man.
And we're continuing, folks. We are continuing to fund. That sounds awful. We're supporting Cowboy Dave. What Cowboy Dave is doing down there, and he's really turned into propane. I don't know what it's like where you are here in Ohio. It's probably about 18 degrees. I didn't check this morning. Imagine being in a tent. Imagine being here. We go. What's the temperature in Swannanoa, North Carolina? I love my phone, right?
In Swannanoa.
It's 14 degrees. 14 degrees. I said to somebody before we went live, talk about burning money. Isn't that really burning money? A propane tank maybe lasts these people a night, maybe a night. And what's it cost, Ray? $20, $25 for a propane, $25 a night to stay in a tent. So Cowboy Dave is doing some really, really valuable work down there and keeping people in propane. And we've been sending money. That's one of the ministries we've been supporting down there. And we encourage you guys to do. Can you imagine being cold? I can't imagine. I mean, I can't even imagine that. So we're still working there. But if you could, Spence, pull up the Liberty Action Network. I forgot to get that link to you this morning. This is where you go now for all of the information regarding where you can donate, all that kind of stuff. Scroll down there a little bit, Spence, so they can see it. Thank you, Mel, for putting all this thing together for us. Hurricane Rebuilding Support. You can click on that. Okay, look, those first two, folks, share this with the others who want to know, where, golly, how can we help? What can we do? Okay, share this website. And the top three things are ways that they can help down in hurricane area, right? Click on the first one so they see. Hurricane Rebuilding Support. A lot of this put together by Clay Parker. We appreciate Clay being down there. And it goes down there, and it's going to show you where you can go. There are some groups. Camp Miller, Pensacola Volunteer Fire Department, Silverado's, Camp Blue. These are places where you don't have to give to pass the salt that we give to them. You can directly give, okay? That's one link. Spencer, go to the next link then if you could. And these are all been – they've all been checked out by Clay Parker. Said they're all legit. They're all good. Hurricane Relief Opportunities. 1-8-2025, vetting and worthy organizations serving down there. More of Operation Mountain Relief, how to make a donation, Central Methodist Church. These are all places that that Clay has vetted are worthy of your support, okay? Rather than us having to do this, we're going to take the money that's been donated, and we're going to spread it out. We're going to give it. But right now, we're supporting propane with Cowboy Dave. Go back one more. You could spend, and then how you support Cowboy Dave, yada, yada, yada. But our other initiative, which is really, really important, and I wrote about it at newswithviews.com today, is, folks, please send an email to Donald Trump. Spencer, can you click on that? J6, release the pro-lifers. That's what my commentary is today at newswithviews.com. Please help our friends in jail. That's the commentary I wrote. And I want you to, this is Eva Edel. Now, this is different, friends. She's not a J6er. Eva Edel is a 81-year-old, 83-year-old Holocaust survivor who's in jail for what? She's in jail for rescuing babies. Scroll down a little bit, Spence. I'm going to show this about a one-minute video of Eva that I want people to see. We want, there it is. We want her out of jail as well.
When right? I was 9 years
old. Go ahead.
Years old during World War II.
Not in jail. She is not in jail right now. Sorry. Thank you, Michelle. She's on house arrest. She's charged. Yada, yada. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
When I was 9 years old during World War II, I was shipped in a cattle car to a death camp to be exterminated.
Can you believe how good she looks for her age? I got more wrinkles than her. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I wish that good people would have placed their bodies across those train tracks and pleaded for our lives. Yes, church bells were ringing in nearby towns, but Christians were too afraid to take action. I know if only few had done so, they would have been crushed and demonized. But if thousands had run to the scene, they could have shifted the culture. Abortion clinics are America's death camps. Please go there to pray, to plead for the lives of unborn babies, and to give help to women in need. I believe with God's help, we can still shift our culture to a culture of life again. Please join me for week 40 on November 17.
Okay, folks, if you could, Spencer, pull that email up for how we email Donald. This is a different, don't pay attention to that, okay? This is Eva Edel. 89-year-old Holocaust survivor. Unbelievable. We would like you folks to send an email to Donald Trump. And there it is. That was the commentary I wrote, which is okay. But there's the email. All right? Come on. Come on. It doesn't take long to do that. Everybody do it. Please release all J6ers and all pro-lifers. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. Everybody do that. In fact, you can do that as we're doing this right now, okay? It's really, really important. It really, really, really matters. If you were sitting in jail, would you want me to send an email on your behalf? Huh? Would you? I had somebody say, well, coach, I'm not gonna do that. They're gonna associate me with that guy. I couldn't believe it. If I send an email, I might get on some list. Somebody said to me. Oh my goodness, huh? What a world. So that's, I wrote this today at newswithviews.com. Please help our friends in jail. And hopefully thousands and thousands of people will send emails. Okay, I want to go different directions. Pull up the stuff today, if you would. Is that it? That's that, Coach Dave. Where is the stuff? There it is. Thanks, Spencer. Can I ask the question? Well, hang on. Let me stop. Things are shifting in America, friends. I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you. Things are shifting in America today. And we don't know why. Well, we do know why. It's the Spirit of the Lord. But there's a real anointing right now on pushback. Call it whatever you want to, pushback. And, you know, I grew up in a time in a, where they said that, well, you tell them not to do it, they're going to do it. We all know how that is with children, right? And they've pushed and they've pushed and they've pushed and they've pushed and they've pushed. And people are sick of it. Really, they're sick of it. And revival is happening in places that we couldn't even imagine could be happening. So I want to encourage you this morning. Number two, Spencer, it's just about 3 minutes of athletes around the world mentioning the J word. Mentioning that J word. You know that J word, right? That Jesus word. Something going on. Go ahead, play this. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 24 seconds.
A big shift happening around the country. And I'm not talking about a political shift. I'm talking about a spiritual one. Have you seen the long list of coaches and players who are declaring their faith and giving glory to God and praising Jesus Christ during the college football playoffs and all of the different bowl games? Head coach of Liberty University, Jamie Chadwell, wore this shirt yesterday during their bowl game. But it's not just Christian schools who are making a bold stand in their faith. Here's Boise State's head coach, Spencer Danielson.
Thank you, Jesus. And I mean, Jesus deserves all the glory. I mean, we serve a champion. He died on the cross, but he rose again 3 days later. That's the God I serve, man. Everything's possible.
And listen to the emotional statement from a Boise State defensive end about Coach Danielson's impact.
I want to start off and say, all glory to Jesus Christ. He's the true champion. Coach D, you changed my life. You changed my life. I did not know God until I got to Boise State. And I serve a true champion. Jesus Christ is the only true God. He died, rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the champion that I serve. And thank you, Coach D. Like, seriously, you changed my life.
Following their playoff game last week, the Texas Longhorn running back asked the Arizona State running back if he could pray for him. Here's the University of Texas quarterback.
Relationship with Jesus has helped me in that specific way of knowing that no matter what happens, that he's going to be there for me. He's still going to love me. You know, prayer is very powerful, and I really believe in prayer. And it's just been cool to see how Jesus and God have just worked in our lives throughout this year. And I think that is also a testament to how we stay level-headed and poised throughout the entirety of a game.
And here's the University of Texas defensive back.
You know, last year and the years before previously, I wanted things done on my time. But it doesn't work like that. You know, God has everything planned. It's already written. Psalms 105, verse 1, just give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness and show the whole world what he has done. I mean, I'm showing y'all with my talent, but I mean, I'd be surprised, too, when God just pushes me and go out there to allow me to make plays like that. So
Notre Dame quarterback. Ohio State quarterback.
First and foremost, I got to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you know, for giving me this opportunity to be on this stage and here in the Rose Bowl. I mean,
Ohio State running back had this eye black on with Romans 3:22 written on it. You feel it too, right? I mean, this shift that's happening right before our very eyes. It is easy in this world to feel down and depressed and hopeless, especially with even recent events that have gone on around the country and really globally. But these young men acknowledging their Lord and their Savior, declaring their lives to him, I feel more hopeful and encouraged than I've felt in a really long time. Which reminds me of Jesus' words in Matthew 10:32. He says, "For whoever acknowledges me in front of others, I will acknowledge before my Father in heaven." God is moving more of this in 2025, yeah. Please.
Amen. Good stuff going on, folks. Sun's, it's a matter of how you look at it. Sun's going coming up. Sun's coming up. Got a lot of stuff on the table. Paul, come on in real quickly there. I got to get you a new screen here. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, I don't know if I was missing. I missed for a few minutes, but did you show – I don't know if you saw or heard about – probably heard about it because you lived there in Columbus, but I guess the Ohio State football team did a revival in on campus. They were baptizing students. Huh?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm very much aware of it. It was all over the news here, right? There's a revival break. Folks, can I tell you this? I'm sorry. It's happening outside the church. It's happening outside the church. Praise the Lord, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, again, I'm kind of distracted because got a busy day ahead of me. I want to go to number three because we talked about it yesterday. Go to number three. Stop hate. This is, folks, this is just ammunition for you guys to share with others, right? Stop hate. David Sumrall. This is his website. Just scroll down, Spencer. There's more information here about what happened on January 6th than any place I know. Video after video after video of the truth of what really happened that day. Because we are still in an information war, where we know now that the media has been controlling all of the information so that the average person you come in contact with believes the narrative that it was an armed insurrection, guy showed up to overthrow the government, yada, 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 yada. And that is not true. So this website is called StopHate.com. StopHate.com. Put that in the chat, Spence. StopHate.com. And I just, if you want to influence people, just begin to send them some of these different videos. Scroll down a second, Spence. We got to get these guys out of jail. These guys have got to get out of jail. They can't sit in jail any longer. Just do just click on this so you see how it works. Just play one of them. 1,000 days.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
January 6, 2021, the media propaganda machine fed us a story that shapes the narrative of insurrection. They intentionally left out some key details. There's an entire timeline that you haven't seen, and it tells a different story.
They're going into the Capitol, I think.
Look, there's cops up there. It looks like they got sniper rifles.
Everybody stop here!
Where did Trump say to meet him? Down front? Who were the agitators? What was the timing? How did the chaos begin?
Unit 6, I need less people seeing. They could come up from the upper west stairs and take an elevated position. Right now we have group staff at the lower west stairs. They're not compliant. Let me know when the
left and legal teams are in place. We want to petition our government for a redress of grievances.
Did the officers not hear this? You were told there was fighting, but where?
Shoot me! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Traitor!
Put that gun down!
As a tree through the fence.
I got a crowd fighting with officers, pushing, throwing projectiles. I have given warnings about chemical munitions. I need the less than lethal team positioned above me to identify the agitators and start deploying. Launch!
Were there any warnings to evacuate, much less safe exit routes? Dig deeper.
This episode for us.
Do you see it? Let's slow down a little. Notice the smoke from the sniper's barrel? What do you think that means? This is where Joshua Black is shot in the face. He never saw it coming. First blood, but wouldn't be the last.
Okay, you can stop that, Spencer, because we've seen all this before, right? Folks, so this kind of, listen, this is important. This kind of information is available at Stop Hate that you can share with your friends. Because somebody said to me, I think it was Roger, said yesterday, you know what? 90% of the people don't know what you guys know. They don't know. They don't know. And so this is a great resource that we can help people understand exactly what's going on. We need these guys out of jail. We need them out of jail. We got to bring pressure now on President Trump to do what he said he was going to do. Cool? You with me? I don't want to keep hammering this, but look, this is going to be so easy to get lost in the shuffle. Going to be so easy. Donald Trump comes in and then it's a week and then it's 2 weeks and then it's a month. And then we've got to, if we don't build momentum to get these guys out now, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Kimberly, come on in.
Hi, Coach. Hey, you know, I, of course, right away, sent an email to both Trump and Vance about both the J6ers and the baby protectors, as yes. I call them. But there's another group of people that I added. And people don't know about it a lot yet. But I feel a God calling me to begin speaking up about it. And it, remember when Israel attacked Gaza and they talked about the Lavender program, how they were able to, by DNA, target and kill who they wanted to?
Yeah.
Well, our government is doing that to innocent citizens, just like the J6ers, except that they're not in jail, you know?
Yeah.
And many don't even know that it's that's what's happening to them physically. But they're literally being hit with scalar microwaves.
Yeah.
And the best description I've heard is that it's like being tasered from the inside out.
So, Kimber, so let me hear, folks. Let me go down a rabbit trail with you.
Okay.
Because nobody else will, and I'm not afraid to do that.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I'm 28 months in.
So you get it, right? So,
yeah, I get it.
So hang on here a second. I'm trying to find, is that what I want? No. Hey, friends. Maui?
Yes.
North Carolina?
Yes.
Huh? Malibu? East Palestine? What the hell's going on? Directed energy weapons. Do we believe in that? Click on that, Spencer. I didn't give it a number. Were there directed energy weapons used again in California? Now, I don't look, I don't know. But watch this video here. Okay, real Fox. Fox News admits the government using DEI lasers. Where did these find? What the? Go ahead. 3 minutes.
Sound like the stuff of science fiction, right? Sound completely unbelievable. How could our military possibly be using those in future warfare? Guess what? We've just had a recent breakthrough, more great test results that are making lasers a reality. So it's called Athena. Lockheed Martin makes it, and they've been doing a lot of the pioneering in this laser field. Now, what's really exciting about it is that it's so hard to harness that much power and compact enough.
Stop a minute. How does everything behind that burn and that thing doesn't? Go ahead.
That's actually going to make practical sense downrange. And they've proven that they can do that. Recently, they tested it against 5 moving drones. So realistic drones that they might go up against with, enemy forces might send against us, for example, or terrorists might send against us. And it successfully shot down all 5 of the drones. This is huge news because it means that in a realistic, practical setting, it's looking very promising. So it could be ready to field quite soon. So when you see the movies,
trees are still there.
Or television shows, when you see laser weapons, they tend to be a color, right? Red or green or something like that. Real lasers, one of the key advantages that they provide is that they are invisible. You actually can't see them. You just see this damage suddenly starting to blow something up. So if we take a look now at what the Athena did to a truck. So we're looking at a truck engine, and the Athena within seconds was able to beam right in there, heat the whole thing up, and burn through the engine of this vehicle. So if you can imagine if you were in that vehicle, all of a sudden, this hole...
Trees are still there. Go back. Go back a little bit on that, Spence. Go back on that picture. Look in the background at the trees.
all of a sudden, this hole would start appearing in your engine, and the whole thing would just disappear. That's what these lasers do. Now, there's some other key advantages that we should mention. Let me give you three of them. One, unlimited ammo. As long as we have power, we have an unlimited magazine. And downrange, of course, having unlimited ammo can be a huge advantage. Second, it's silent. We don't give the enemy any advance warning that it's coming. And then the third one I wanted to touch on is that it travels at the speed of light. So not only are we delivering powerful, decisive effects, lethality, we're also doing it so rapidly they don't know what hit them. So if you could circle back to that example of being in the car again, that would
melted. Happen. Look at that melted metal.
Seconds, you truly would have no idea what was happening. It would just suddenly start disintegrating, right? So what can we use these against? So we talked about the vehicle a bit. We talked about how Athena has just proven itself against drones. But in the real world application, our forces could use it against the drones. We could use it against aircraft. We could use it against vehicles on the ground, like we mentioned. We could also use it against fast attack boats. And in fact, Athena's sibling, Adam, a couple years ago, proved that it could eliminate these fast attack boats. So if you imagine, boats start trying to swarm one of our ships. Not a problem for this laser. Burns right through the hull. As you can see right there, it's burning right through the hull. I'm incredibly excited about this news, this great news about the successful testing of Athena, because it means that we'll be putting these powerful weapons soon. We could put them in the hands of our warfighters and give them even more powerful weaponry to keep themselves safe and also to deliver the effects that we need. They can be used, laser weapons can be used offensively and, of course, defensively, too, to help protect our homeland. Think of our airports that might be under threat from enemy drones. They could be used to protect our, we could use them statically and used to protect our airports. They could be used to protect our power grid, our nuclear plants. So there's lots of different exciting applications for this technology. There's no longer science fiction, but science fact.
So there it is, huh? Maybe a new form of global warming, huh? Could that be what it is, a new version of global warming? So we have to ask ourselves, the way my mind works, all right? I'll get you in here, Rochelle. George, hang on a second. Why Hollywood? P. Diddy? Epstein Island, a lot of evidence being burned up there in Hollywood. In Hollywood, huh? Something happening here. Yeah, Beth, what's next? What's next? New York next? What's next? Just a different kind of disaster. See, we don't understand how serious the spiritual war is, friends. We don't understand it.
Amen.
Until we come to the realization that this stuff, I don't know what happened in Hollywood, okay? I don't know. But could it be? Are you even allowed to ask that question? Could it be directed energy weaponry again? Again? What really happened in East Palestine? Really? What really happened? Why are these such massive disasters? Something going on. I'm sorry. Conspiracy Central today. Rochelle, good to hear from you. Come on in.
Hey, good morning. Okay, who brought this up? Was it her name Teresa or Kim?
Kimberly.
Okay. As soon as I heard her talking about this, I hopped on, Coach, because, these direct energy weapons have really been ignored about what happened over in Maui. And it looks like, yeah, they could just Maui whoever they want because we don't question anything. But I think what she, I think her name was Kimberly. I think what she was talking about was how it can target individual people, which is a little, I mean, it's the same, but it's different. And I want everybody to have a quick flashback here to when COVID was in full blown, you know, craziness. And they were telling us to stay 6 feet apart from each other. Okay. One of the reasons they did that was because your human body has another organ that no one will tell you about. It's called your biofield. And it expands for about 6 feet around you. And what they were doing was dialing in. As long as you have your cell phone with you, they could identify you with your biofield. Now they can target you. This isn't just if you've got the clot shot or any of that. They can actually target you biologically now. Mm. And I've heard it called the heart, you know, with the heart gun. They actually can cause a heart attack. Amen. So I know this sounds fantastical and it's hard to talk about these topics because people just think that you're crazy. But this thing with John Wick and a heart attack gun, that stuff's real. I'm sorry.
Hey, Rochelle, would it be above a possibility that they destroyed Hollywood to destroy evidence? Would that surprise you if they did that, Rochelle?
There is nothing that these evildoers would surprise me with. They lay awake at night dreaming up evil.
Amen. Amen. Good to hear from you, dear. George Howard, come on in, George.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how the news just reported that we do have direct energy weapons, you know. Yeah. And the thing is, it's the nefarious aspect of it. Always. You know, it could be, they always have good intentions, but it's the backside that you got to be careful of.
That's right.
But with Hollywood, my understanding is that it has to do with the Gettys and the Playboy and with the whole thing with Hollywood. But all of those places are connected by inner or underground tunnels. And that's how they traffic all that stuff. And, you know, it's just part of the thing, I guess.
So, George, welcome to Conspiracy Central. Because, folks,
I've been down this road just before Obama, and really, I mean, since then, and it took off with Alex Jones. Yeah. And I mean, I've been a nut ever since then. But
you Alex know. Jones was right, wasn't he? Huh?
Oh, God. Everything the man said has come true.
Amen. Keith.
A compromised governor. Who? Hawaii and California. Is there anybody else in there that might not complain?
Well, it's all one of the things that's really going on, Keith, is the DEI hiring. Did you guys see the interview that they did with the chief of police in LA? Oh, my goodness.
The fire chief. It's the fire chief.
It's amazing.
In LA. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing, folks. And see, we're permitting this to go on. But I'm going, I got some encouragement for you here. Just a second. Let's run down through here. Go ahead, Johnny. Then Amanda. Johnny, then Amanda.
Good morning, everybody. Not to mention the similarities of Maui and L.A.
Uh-huh.
Now you've heard the reports. There is no water available in L.A. to stop the
Unbelievable,
fires.
Huh? No water.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah, yeah. No water. No water. They couldn't pump water out of the hydrant. There wasn't any water in the hydrants. Isn't that something?
Well, and plus they wouldn't let the planes fly to dump the water because Biden's out there.
Yeah,
they let all the commercial planes and all that stuff fly, but anything that had to do with trying to stop that fire air-wise, they had put a stop on it.
So, folks, look, I'm just telling you, you better open your eyes. You don't have to believe this, but you better open your eyes and look around. Did you know this? State Farm Insurance had canceled all kinds of private homeowners insurance several months ago. Uh-huh. Those multi-million dollar homes, no insurance. Funny how that happens. Amanda.
So my son is in the Marine Corps, and he was telling me about this machine they have that actually, it's called a crowd disperser, and it sets off like an electric magnetic field into the crowd, and it will actually dumb the crowd down. It will make them almost comatose. And they have used this several occasions. They just got it maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. It's very wild how they could point this speaker-like thing into a crowd and disperse the crowd.
So Amanda, it's sort of like the whole gun debate, isn't it? It's not the gun that's the problem. It's whose hands the gun is in.
That's right.
And so the technology isn't necessarily bad. It's who's got control of the technology. Oh, hey, I'm telling you, Conspiracy Central this morning. Come on in, Kimberly, come on in, and then Lorraine.
There I am. So, well, I'm back again, but thank you, Coach. I live with this every day, and that's why I added it, you know, that someone, either Trump, someone in his administration would know about this program and put a stop to it.
Yeah.
Because I am as innocent as can be as far as not being a domestic terrorist.
Mm.
And yet for over 28 months now, I am daily terrorized. And it's like a J6er. They've ruined my business, my health. I mean, people reject me because, like Rochelle said, people think I'm crazy.
Amen.
And yet I have wounds and burns every day. They shoot me so severely with these microwaves that I can't walk.
Mm.
Right in my heels, my legs, in my head. they'll instantly just knock me out. I've gotten about 5 concussions in the last 2 months. It's like being a J6er, but the jail is my own home because I can't do anything or go anywhere or work or take care of myself barely.
Amen.
And no one believes me for over 2 years now. And it's real. Yeah. I'm not making it up. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy, Kimberly. You're crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah. I am besides this.
Kimberly, I just tell everybody I'm nuts, but I'm screwed onto the right bolt, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it is. We believe you here. Lauren,
God
come on
bless
in.
You.
Lauren.
Good morning, y'all. Just a piece of advice, because I used to have a business where I wrote total loss inventory for fires and floods and emergencies. Us in the Midwest need to get written into the policies earthquake insurance, because they don't normally write that in our policies. And then also making sure that you're covered for the pipes going in and out of your property. Because most people don't even know that they don't have that. And I just was advised by someone I used to work with to get that written into my policy. And for me, now I've got to spend an extra $60 a month in insurance just to get that written in there. So in case they hit us here in the Midwest with something, because you know it's coming.
Laura,
it's just a matter of
Laura, I don't hurt your feelings. They ain't going to pay for that. You can have the policy. They ain't paying for it. Come on. They'll see. It's exactly what's going on down in North Carolina. The insurance companies are calling it a flood, and people didn't have flood insurance. Well, why would you have flood insurance in the mountains of North Carolina? But the insurance companies won't pay off because they're calling it a flood and saying you didn't have flood insurance. Hey, folks, the insurance companies are broke. Do you know that? They're broke. Can you imagine the financial destruction of what just happened in California? Probably the most valuable property in the world gone. Burned to the ground. Something crazy going on. I want to shift gears here. Listen, I know you guys want to talk about this. I want to give you a chance, but I got something I want to get to quickly. So, Rochelle, go ahead, then George.
Okay. All right, I was just looking for this book for Kim. I can't find the one, but it's by this man, Robert Duncan. There is a whole bunch of people out there who know and have gone through and are going through that. He's dead now, by the way. He's dead.
Right. They killed him.
But they have some protections that you can take if you learn about your biofield and stuff like that. So good luck to you, Kimberly. No, this is real. I know. Listen, they don't teach us about this stuff in school. We don't learn about magnetism. We don't learn about vibrations and frequencies or nothing.
I'm on your team. I ain't making fun of you. Come on in, Dale.
Well, Coach, it's going to be okay because FEMA's going to give them all, what, $600 a piece out there in California?
Well, they may give them a lot of money out there. Those are their voters out there, right?
Did you see whose houses are out there that did burn down? Tom Hanks, Adam Sandler, all of these people. And they just had an earthquake in Malibu also. Yeah. Lastly, have we heard from Annette? Do we know that she's okay out there? No, I talked to my sister and family too.
Michelle stays in good contact with Annette. I don't know if she did. I don't know if she did or not. I spoke to L.A. Marzulli, who lives out there, lost his house once already. And yesterday he was 15 miles. The fire was 15 miles away from him, but the winds were like 100 miles an hour. And I don't know if you saw this morning, another fire has broken out. Funny how that happens, isn't it? Another one. Okay. So, George Howard, come on in, George.
Yeah, just one other thing I forgot to mention earlier. They're also talking about the smart meters. So anybody that's got a smart meter, you better look into those, because they're saying that the lithium batteries that are in those could possibly be some of the issues also. And it could have some severe ramifications because of that. And the thing is, to put the fire out on a lithium battery, you cannot do that. And some people were talking about prepping for baking soda and that kind of stuff. So if you're around and something does happen with the meter, baking soda, I believe it is, to try and put it out versus water, because you can't do it.
Does anybody believe in the devil? Do we even teach that, folks? I want you to, seriously, do we even teach that in church anymore? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, and that these spirits manifest physically, that there's physical consequences to spiritual engagement. Do we hear that at all? Are we just being picked off, the average Christian just getting picked off because we don't understand? We don't think it's a real, we don't think the devil's real. We don't believe in any of that stuff. And then we put these guys in positions of authority, and then large corporations fund them. They buy legalities. I'm going to show you something here right now. Point number four. Here's one of the, I'll get you in a Joe Allen. Jack, I'll get you in a second. You guys know this exists? Conspiracy against rights. Did you guys know this? Oh, yeah. Yeah. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise and enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or the laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise on the highway or on the premises of another who intend to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured. So when the governor told you that you can't have free speech, when the governor told you you can't go to work, when the governor told you you had to take a shot, folks, this is what? Oh, my goodness. They shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation, like telling you and forcing you to take a jab, or if it's such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or maybe sentenced to death. Jack, that's on the books right now. Right now.
Yep.
The books.
Has been for years. Nothing new.
What's it called?
Hey, how come?
Conspiracy against rights? That's all the FBI does, isn't it? Isn't that all the FBI does is conspire against your rights? I think it is. Problem is who enforces it, right? Who enforces it? Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, if weather modification is real, if they can create rain, how come they didn't make it rain? How come they didn't make it rain?
That's right.
We know they can do that. That's how they tested it. They brought a storm. They brought a monsoon over Indonesia when it was the whole blooming island was burning to the ground. How come they didn't make it rain in Maui? How come they didn't make it rain in California? Oh,
they didn't want it to rain. That's probably why. Joe Allen, come on in.
If you remember a few years back, there was a town north of California, all the houses burned up, no trees, nothing. Mark Trump and I talked about that back then, and there's a cage that you can purchase and put over your smart meters, because your smart meters talk to each other. And this is how the electrical company gets their calibration of how much electricity you've used. So each one of these smart meters you have on your home are subject to this burning as they talk to each other.
Hey, Joe, here's the truth. I don't have any idea how any of that works. I don't have any idea. Mark Trump, you out there, Mark? How's this stuff work?
They can also activate those or increase the frequency of those things and make them explode, so you can start a fire right there.
Huh? Does this have anything to do with cell towers? Can they use these cell towers to manipulate us? I don't know, folks. This is otherworldly technology that's upon us, isn't it? It really is. It's otherworldly.
And it's all right.
Go ahead.
It's all radar.
Say it again, Keith.
It's all radar.
Radar. Rays. By the way, isn't the Holy Spirit like a ray? Isn't the Holy Spirit? Aren't I connected to God through some type of, I don't know, electrical device? Is the spirit realm real? Is it real? Are there demons, angels? Is there spiritual war really going on around me that I don't understand? You mean they're impacting me right now here in Thornville, Ohio, with waves? What? You mean to tell me that I can pick up this thing right here I got in my hand, right here. I can pick this thing up in my hand, and I can click it, and my hot tub will kick on? How's that? How do they do that? Oh, but they couldn't use those for nefarious reasons, could they? They would. Huh? Well, God meant for good, but the devil meant for bad. God meant for good. And think about the stuff. I'm just thinking out loud, just venting here. Are they teaching any of this in our schools? Any of us? That anything created can be used for good or could be used for bad. X-rays were good, weren't they? Weren't X-rays created so we could tell if we had a broken bone? And didn't you go, help me out here. Well, I just went to the hospital a month ago, emergency room. They put me in that tank. What do they call that tank? They did an MRI or whatever. I think it's good. I think they shot a bunch of rays through my body. And those rays couldn't get through all of my body. And where they couldn't get through all of my body, it showed bones and showed cracks. And it's good. It was good. But can they take those same rays? Make me sick? Can they take those same directed energy waves, start a fire? Can they take those same directed energy waves, direct a storm? Really? Can they, you mean to tell me that they can direct these energy waves that'll melt a car but not burn a tree? Help me out, Mark Trump. Help me out.
Well, let's talk about the beginning briefly. Whenever they discovered microwave energy, they had designed and figured out that you could put an antenna inside of a square tube and it would generate a wave coming out of that tube. Well, everyone in the lab was getting sick. They were getting radiation burns and didn't know it.
So, Mark, wait a minute. You mean that's why the X-ray girl puts on metal when she X-rays you? Is that what you mean?
Well, they didn't know this in the beginning. It was an invisible prince of the power technology.
Prince of the power of the air, huh?
Amen. So now you got this radiation coming out of this high-power magnetron device, and the coffee next to it was getting hot. For real. So they figured out if you contain that beam that you can control what it does. Everything after the development of the magnetron in the beginning is based on this idea. Now, the waves in it are all different frequencies that have different characteristics with, say, water. You're 60% water, Coach. So basically, if you can manipulate water, you can manipulate anything on Earth, just about. Okay, so you know how do all these fires happen? Is you heat the stuff up. What's got to have something to heat up? Now the smart meters, I'm heavily into them, Coach. Think of it this way: if you got a smart meter on your house and they turn it off, you lose power. You don't have a smart breaker, do you, Coach?
No, you don't. That's right.
No, wouldn't you want one though?
I sure would.
Wouldn't you want them to just cut off your dishwasher? Wouldn't you want to allow them more control inside your panel?
Mm.
See how they wrap it? All right, well, if you don't, we'll just turn your house off.
Mm.
So now you got a smart meter that controls your whole house, reports your whole house, but it's also got the signatures for everything that turns on and off. That smart meter collects the power imprint of everything in your home that turns on and off and reports it. They already know your appliances. They already know probably the brand name of your appliances by the signatures of the on and off and run.
Hmm.
That's what smart meters do. Now, they're going to want to make your home smart so that it's warm when you get home, but you don't use energy while you're away.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds so good. So everything the devil does is wrapped with a bow.
Coach. Angel light. That's right. That's right. So, Mark, I can remember that maybe some of you out there have been. I'm sorry, if I seem fidgety, my screen's a little different today, and I can't see things. So I'm not on drugs or anything like that. But I remember that one of the biggest whoopings I ever got as a kid. He didn't have to whip me. He said, "I'm going to whip you," and it scared me. But I got one because I started a fire with a magnifying glass. Anybody else remember doing that? Huh? You remember that? You get that magnifying glass and you take get the sun at the right angle and you put that thing down on there. And the next thing you know, that piece of paper got smoke coming, right? Huh? Wow. So God's a spirit, isn't he? He really is a spirit. The Holy Spirit is like light. The magnification of light. And could it be that we're in the mess that we're in because they're magnifying the dark and we won't magnify the light? The only thing that can fight the darkness is the magnification of light. Didn't Jesus say that we shouldn't hide it under a bushel? That we're supposed to set it up on a hill where it gives light to all the world. They can see. Because we forgot the power, or don't believe in the power, don't teach in the power of the Holy Spirit, of the devil, of demons. You would agree with me, wouldn't you? Whatever happened in California was demonic. Whatever happened in Maui was demonic. Whatever happened in East Palestine was demonic, man. Whatever happened in Swannanoa was demonic. You hear that in your church? Do we hear that? Do we think it's just the natural weather? Just natural weather did that? We can't even convince people that weather can be directed and manipulated. Hey, Trump, weather can be directed and manipulated. Yes or no? Folks, Mark Trump's in this business, all right? He's into this kooky stuff. Is that true, Mark?
All right, BAE Systems developed HARP with HARP. Tesla. With
I'm into
Tesla.
That HARP. 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 Tesla.
High altitude audio, and basically learned through communications that clouds form. They improved the energy into microwave HARP, sold the audio HARP to the universities around the country.
Mm.
2004, BAE Systems won the program to update the university BAE HARP, the university HARP systems. Why would the government pay for the university's weapon to be upgraded? They did. Meanwhile, they're using microwave, and now they have laser HARP. BAE Systems, Lockheed Martin, all the defense manufacturers in the U.S. and abroad have them. So other countries have their own Lockheed Martin. Okay? So this is common technology that people don't know about because they're stuck in their 9-to-5s, Coach.
And technology itself, Mark, is not bad. It's the same thing they're trying to do with gun control. They want to take away guns from people who use them properly because they can't control those who use them illegally or wrongly or whatever, right? So therefore, in order to make sure nobody shoots anybody, they're going to take away your right to have a gun, which, by the way, is, somebody help me, conspiracy against rights. Oh, my goodness. Wake up, church. Kimberly.
Yeah, I got to jump back in here about what you just said. They don't care if we have guns. They say that that's one of their distractions. They say they want to take our guns. They threaten us. They make us fearful. They don't care. They literally can kill any one of us at any minute.
That's right.
Right now.
That's right.
It's all, that's just another distraction. What, they're still selling guns? What the heck? It's all a lie. It's another lie.
Amen. Amen. I love this show. Kimberly.
And you know what, Coach? I have to acknowledge God, if I could.
Sure.
So that the only reason I'm alive after the last 28 months and ongoing daily is he is holding me up. He's right there with me through this. And I don't understand, but I just keep trusting. And I just want anybody else, I just want them to know before it ever happens to them, if it does, or anybody else that it is happening to, hold on to Jesus and declare him out loud. I've literally had zaps stop because I'm screaming. My voice is not normally like this. It's a lot of pain. But I'm screaming, Jesus is my Lord. You will not prevail. And this, the zapping will stop, suddenly stop. And of course, yeah, the pain.
Oh, if we understood the spiritual realm more, man.
It's so powerful.
Yeah, we're with you, Kimberly. Craig, come on in.
When you see the star beetle guys explode, then I would suggest that you go to Job 38:1, where God says, can you bind a cluster of Pleiades or loose the belt of Orion? Betelgeuse is in the constellation of Orion. If you don't understand what Mark's saying about a magnetar, and you don't realize on December 26, 2004, a tsunami killed over 300,000 people from the ocean, and then I would suggest you go back to December 26, 2024, and look at the waves that hit California, and then look at Chile, who shut down 91 ports with 60-foot high waves, 20 years to the date. And that's what a magnetar does. Because a magnetar is a star, and stars are mentioned in the Bible, and God named the stars.
Amen. I'm all over the place here, Craig. Susie, come on in.
I just wanted to help you end on a good note. Pastor Bill, his jail cell is called the chapel. Then boys know him and his witness as Jesus. He saved 5 souls. He's working on the next one. We're winning, baby.
Yeah, we're winning, man. We're winning. What a time to be alive, right? But at the same time, friends, we've got to remember that, Randy, I'll get you. We're not to be ignorant of his devices. And Amen. We are. The church is totally ignorant of his devices. Randy.
Coach, but here's our fall. This isn't a default. This is our strength, Coach. This is what we confess as we're fighting, as we're standing. It's Isaiah 50, verse 8 and 9. And this is God speaking, Coach. He says, who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will contend? And he says, indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Coach, Susie, is her words are so true. While they're whipping us, we can look them in the eye and say, be for a time, because God will not let this go unpunished. His justice will prevail. If we don't believe that, Coach, we won't do it. We have to speak this as we're fighting, Coach.
Amen, buddy. Amen. We are in the midst of it, folks.
We're not losing.
No, we're not losing. We're winning everywhere we look, man. Let me send you off with this morning, all right? This is where we are. The Twilight Zone. Keep fighting, baby. Keep fighting. We're winning. See you tomorrow. I shut it off. See you tomorrow. God bless you.